Whether it's designing robots to free humans from manual labor or using powerful mainframes to map human DNA, information technology is changing our lives. But will computers ever paint a beautiful picture, write a good book, or create a satisfying symphony? Vancouver composer Martin Gottfried will be among the first to know. Gottfried is developing computer software that can make music. Here's the composer explaining his work.
We're interested in articulating or placing down in some fashion the rules that we think govern music or the kind of music we want to hear. And then what happens is once you've made those rules, the computer will generate the music and you can go, this is sort of interesting. You might think of it as like composition by refinement. You know, you make a set of rules and then you say, oh, well, what does that sound like? And then you listen back. It's really exciting. And it's also humbling because when I've done, when I first started this work, it was very interesting to discover that there were very, a few simple rules could maybe generate Martin Gottfried music. It was very humbling to realize that I could kind of collapse everything I thought I was doing into, oh, well, you know, if you do this and you do this and you do that, it sort of sounds like what I do. This is software that I've been developing over many years that tries to accommodate what I imagine all the parameters of music or all the things that you might change in terms of music. Is there a scale? What's the sound that's going to play this instrument? What's the range of the instrument? It's going to play very high, very low. How loud is it going to be? What's the rhythm? You know, is it going to play da-da-da or da-da-da-da-da? There's maybe 250 or 300 of those parameters. So I've tried to reduce all of that to a manageable few, and I've gone to the extreme of, with this software, I can say, go, stop, and I don't like it. and so when I say I don't like it, it changes, and I can say change a little or change a lot. So if I turn it on, what it's going to play now is sort of instrumental sounds, normal musical sounds, and here we go. I can make it more rhythmically clear. And so there's a kind of a pulse to it that you might be able to feel. It's moving along, and it's starting to feel more conventionally like music. I have a piece called Storytime, where the computer tells a story and accompanies itself.
In the great forest, a little elephant is born. His name is Babar. His mother loves him very much.
I love you.
His her trunk while singing softly to him.
And all I do while I'm sitting there is decide at the very moment that it's playing it whether I really like what it's doing or not. And if it's not appropriate, I'll say, please change. And the audience doesn't know that. Or I'll say, yes, I like that, do more.
Babar has grown bigger. He now plays with the other.
Okay, so this is software that is really a lot of fun in terms of control. So I'm going to just record this, just record a very simple phrase. And now when we listen to that granulated, now I can do various things to that. I can change the pitch of it. So, for example, here I can, I can use my own voice. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 might give you a better idea. There's a wonderful jazz pianist and improviser named Paul Plimley, Paul and I have been working together on this software. I've been sort of thinking about him as I've been putting it together, and we did a concert in early September where he used it, a kind of preliminary concert where he improvised and played with the system. And it was an interesting experiment, and we're looking forward to continuing it. one of the things about the work that I do and people like me is that we're essentially creating new instruments. Unlike what happens in computers, where, you know, there's always something new, always something new, always something new, time has to be taken to learn the new instrument. You know, can you imagine learning to play the violin and every 6 months somebody gave you a slightly different one? You know, this one's better. You know, well, wait. But, you know, there is a kind of tyranny in the world of computers that impacts upon the work that I do, this constant change. And it's, you know, there are very few people who manage to maintain a system long enough to be virtuosic on it. I think certainly certain kinds of contemporary dance music is being written by computers now. I think the issue is one of the things that's we're very astute at is recognizing synthetic instruments. People are remarkably good at being able to hear something repeated more than once, and so MIDI instruments or sampled instruments, we know right away, and even if we can't articulate it, we know, whoa, gee, that doesn't sound right. If you can pull that out of the equation, I think it wouldn't be very far along the road before computers could write compelling music. But the issue is the performance and the creation of it. In fact, when you say a computer has written really interesting music, what you're saying is a human being has imbued it with all of what they imagine to be meaningful for music. So it really hasn't left people yet in a profound way. I can't imagine a piece that wouldn't be tweaked, that wouldn't require adjustments for that next step.
Martin Gottfried at work in his Vancouver computer studio.